Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With 179 hours to go before a possible government shutdown.
Less than 70 hours and counting.
Just 48 hours.
In about 36 hours.
31 hours.
We're about 27 hours away.
26 hours away from Friday.
Just 18 hours.
13 hours.
11 minutes. 21 seconds.
Less than 5 hours.
3 hours.
2 hours from right now, your government is going to shut down. And there is nothing that can stop it now.
What drives you crazy? Isn't that stuff drive you nuts? A sampling there of some of the talking heads whipping the audience into a frenzy over the potential of a government shutdown last week, which of course didn't happen, but it made for entertaining listening and talking and watching, I guess. And is that the most important thing? That's part of the discussion here. The whole fear-based mentality of the media in general, what good does that do you? And does it really get to the bottom line of helping solve problems like the budget mess? And that is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. On The Daily Show, Jon Stewart talked about how Congress got to the point that the government nearly did shut down, and the way the news media has been focusing on some of what he calls the wrong things.
How do we get to this point with the shutdown? How did Congress get to a place where they were going to shut the entire federal government down due to a dispute over 0.19% of the budget? A budget that should have been passed in the previous Democratic-controlled Congress. Why didn't they do that, by the way?
We have a budget enforcement resolution. We passed that. That's a cap. The budgets beyond that are subject to the Appropriations Committee allocation. So we have a budget enforcement resolution. We passed it. And we're going to follow that budget enforcement resolution.
Democrats put off writing a budget because they were afraid that talking about spending might lose them the House of Representatives, a strategy that, as we all know, worked out very oh right. So now that we have a budget agreement, one that trims $38.5 billion in discretionary spending from the 2011 budget, whilst getting us all the way to September, the real question is, who came out ahead politically? No, the real question I was going to say was, what does the bipartisan agreement say about the direction of our fiscal policy? Or,
who do you think are the winners and the losers?
What? No, I don't. Well, do you mean in terms of the social safety net programs or those who had relied on this type of discretionary spending and have been used as pawns, those people?
Who actually came out looking good in this process? A, Obama. B, Republicans. C, Democrats. Or D, none of the above.
Are we f***ing idiots? What? I don't understand this. All right, clearly you've decided that an examination of fiscal policy is best done in multiple choice form. You're the teacher. You've got the teacher's edition. Give me the answer, A, B, C, or D.
Well, the Republican Party is the winner.
The Democrats win by beating back that effort.
Clearly, a winner is President Obama.
The president lost.
No, look, the winner tonight is John Boehner.
The American people lost.
Everybody wins by avoiding losing.
Now, of course, agreeing to a budget is different from passing it, and one of the keys will be how the rank and file vote on this new budget, particularly the new stars of government policymaking, Tea Party. It's the volume of their noise that has seemingly made it so difficult for everyone else to concentrate. So Tea Party champion Congressman Mike Pence, what do you say?
I think John Boehner fought the good fight. I think he drove a hard bargain here. I want to see the details, but from what I know, it sounds like John Boehner got a good deal.
All right, so we're done here, people. We can all go home and rest assured that even though this small budget dispute was blown up to hostage-like negotiation proportions because of the unusually large place at the table the Tea Party maintains, at least they're satisfied now.
It sounds like John Boehner got a good deal. Probably not good enough for me to support it, but a good deal nonetheless.
What are you talking about? That's where we're at with the Tea Party? You can't even support good deals now?
Hi, Jon Stewart there with his way. You know, most people who are under the age of 34 or 35 in our country get their news by watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. If you didn't know that, that is a fact. He's very influential. The younger minds in our country pay attention to him and the way he delivers his spin on the news. Because it's all spin. Doesn't make a difference whether it's him or whether you're watching Glenn Beck or whether you're listening to Rush Limbaugh or whether you're listening to any of the local hosts that we monitor here to put together our countdown every day. The left and the right, television and radio. From MSNBC, David Gottfried talks about how he believes the Democrats and Republicans are missing an obvious place to make cuts.
The problem is that both Democrats and Republicans are missing the biggest discretionary budget cutting opportunity of all, the defense budget. President Dwight Eisenhower, a Republican and the highest ranking military officer ever to hold the modern presidency, gave us all a warning. He said that while a strong military was necessary, its influence could be dangerous. In the councils of government, he said, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. Now, today's highest-ranking military officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, warns us that the single greatest threat to our national security is the national debt. Not China, not Libya, not North Korea, not Iran, but the national debt. So let's put together these two stern warnings. The debt is a threat, and we must push back on the military-industrial complex's tendency to defend its own budgets. We have a unique opportunity right now to tell the military, you must help the nation address its single biggest national security threat by right-sizing to a more manageable size, or you'll bankrupt us all. I have been appalled by the lack of seriousness on both sides of the political aisle these days to really remake our military budget for modern times. Even the cuts in the recent budget agreement not only spared the military, but increased its budget by $5 billion. First of all, after Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which account for about 60% of all federal spending, the defense budget is by far the biggest cost. Unlike deficit spending that occurs as a result of recession, that's cyclical deficits from lower tax revenue and higher unemployment claims, the defense budget keeps on adding to the debt in good times and bad. It's the poster child for what economists call structural deficit spending. The Obama administration congratulates itself for offering up about $78 billion in defense cuts. That's less than one-seventh what we spend each year, if you include our adventures in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. And the Republicans congratulate themselves for matching that in Chairman Ryan's budget plan. But no one seems willing to stand up and say the obvious. We spend more on military than the rest of the world combined. We can't afford to be the world's policeman anymore. But let me tell you, a lot of our problem is just politicians' fear to publicly question the status quo. When I see elected officials afraid to even say that the defense budget is crippling our nation for fear of looking weak on national defense, I can just see Ike Eisenhower rolling over in his grave. Mr. President, Speaker Boehner, Majority Leader Reid, how about a one-third cut to the defense budget? Start by ordering the military to come up with a more practical strategic plan. And if you believe we should send troops somewhere, introduce an across-the-board tax hike for every American to keep it budget neutral. If Americans don't want to pay it, then we probably shouldn't be over there.
You know what? I don't know who this fellow is. I never heard him before. But he is right on. The defense budget is out of control. There's so much waste, fraud, and corruption, it could be cut to $460 billion, and they'd still get what they want. Whether they need it or not remains to be seen. Those of you who are schnookered into by some of the right-of-center hosts and some of the things that are in columns that are written to back or bolster the Defense Department, incredible. How many men and women are wasting their time and doing things that don't need to be done by people in uniform and wasting so much money. It's incredible. And it does become the third rail of political maneuvering. Can't talk about the budget in the defense world. Why? Why? Ask yourself that question at 16 past the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on the term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's spring. Time for some fresh, entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on the Spring Taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Here's Bill McEwen talking to a guest about the battle over the debt ceiling.
Sal, give us a roadmap as to what will take place in negotiations over the federal debt ceiling.
Well, I think it's going to be tough negotiating. I don't think anybody can disagree. You see very few people that would disagree with the fact that our national debt is way too high as a percentage of our gross national product. It's way too high. That is imposing a burden on a child born in America today has a $400,000 federal debt on their head. It's just not right that we have let spending to get so out of control. For those in government, it's the culture of government that people don't come to you and say, cut down the size of government. They always come to you with new ideas to how to spend more money. So government by nature just tends to grow, and it's very difficult to turn that around. And that's what we're seeing today, and really the effect of the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party basically took a place at the table and said, hey, this is getting out of control. We've got to cut back our spending. Not because the programs are bad or we don't like them, but we just simply can't afford to do all the things that government is doing today. So I think the debt ceiling is going to be a place where a lot of people are going to say, hey, increasing the debt again and keeping spending at the rates they are is just totally unacceptable. We have to have a plan, to work this thing out over a period of time where we can start turning it around and start reducing our national debt instead of increasing it. It's not unlike the problem we have in California where we have just – we can't use deficit spending in California, so we've used gimmicks, accounting tricks, and then the old, what I call just a fraudulent thing that they do in Sacramento is they overestimate revenues and underestimate expenditures so they can call the budget balanced. It's just really an outrage.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A synopsis in this half hour, anyway, of the budget proposals. Here's a discussion on ABC between Jonathan Carl and Rick Klein. Actually, they're talking to Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois about the vote coming up on Paul Ryan's budget. It's sort of the same time that budget is being discussed will be the president's time talking about what his proposal is. Interesting timing.
You got another big vote this week, a big decision, and that's on Paul Ryan's budget. Are you going to vote in favor of it?
Yeah, you know, as I continue to look at what's in this, I'm definitely leaning towards doing it. This is a very bold vision that I think has been outlined. It's politically risky. There's no doubt about it. This is a risky vote. But the American people, and the people of the 11th District, did not send me here to make easy votes, to do politically easy things. They sent me here to make tough decisions. And this is it. You look at the Paul Ryan plan compared to the budget that the president had originally put out. We'll see what his kind of take two is. But this is a vast difference in what the vision of America is going to be. And I think it's bold.
Rick? Congressman, before you get to that vote, you'll have another vote probably on Thursday that it looks at the 2011 budget, $38.5 billion in cuts. But, you know, we've been poring over these numbers since they came out about 10 hours ago, and a lot of this really isn't real savings. You get into it, maybe there's $20 billion in actual cuts. A lot of this is some accounting gimmicks, doesn't actually affect programs. You're among those who wanted $100 billion in cuts. Are you satisfied with what you're going to have the opportunity to vote on?
Well, you can always cut more. I mean, we always want bigger cuts. We always want more. But given the situation, one half, one third of government, given what we've been looking at, and this is the largest decrease since World War II, this is the opening salvo in, I think, a long kind of protracted war at reducing the size of federal government. So am I fully happy with it? No, I would have loved to have seen more. But given the situation we're in, you know, as I continue to pore over this, it's been released today. This is something that I think I'll support.
And give us your grade, your marks for Speaker Boehner and how he handled this whole situation.
You know, I would give him an A, and I'll tell you why. Just from the very beginning, Speaker Boehner's been open to listening to what the freshmen have come with, to what members of his own caucus have come with. And he's taken that information, he's taken it to the White House, he's taken it to the Senate, and he fought, I think, tough as nails to get what he could get. Again, there is a political reality here, which is there's a legislative process, and we have one half of one third of government.
How many of your colleagues in the freshman freshman class do you think end up voting against this?
It's really hard to tell. That's something that each one of them, I think what's been noticeable throughout all this is there's no monolithic necessarily freshman class that agrees on everything. We agree in principle. We agree on where we want to go, but there's some differences in tactics. But I think you see the freshman class and the Republicans pretty much stand together on this. You'll have some exceptions, of course. But
so the majority of the freshman class is likely to vote for this?
We'll see. I think that's a question you'll have to ask each person in specific. I know that this is something that I'll support.
All right, so let's move along now to Cisco Cotto talking to Congressman Joe Walsh of Illinois, who's not very happy with the budget agreement at all.
Your initial thoughts on this deal, what's it, about $38.5 billion in cuts?
Yeah, pretty much, Cisco, a mixed bag. I was one of 28 Republicans who voted against the short-term, the one-week CR on Friday, this, when we left town at midnight Friday when they finally cut a deal. Look, I give John Boehner a lot of credit because if you just look at this as a negotiation, the Republicans just kicked Obama and the Democrats' butts. The Democrats didn't want to cut, period. Obama doesn't want to cut, period. And John Boehner, to his credit, negotiated a deal where when it comes to non-defense discretionary, this is a historic cut. And it's actually, these are real cuts. But I'm disappointed because I just, you know what, we've got a $1.6 trillion deficit that's historic. We set a historic record in February, $220 billion we added to the deficit. We got to be a heck of a lot bolder, a lot bolder.
All right, so that's Joe Walsh echoing what's been said 100,000 times. Let's get the important people on the air. That's you with your calls on the budget, 800-510-8255. What are the results of the latest budget maneuvering, shall we say? That focus up next to 28 after. This is The Countdown.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there for their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Attention, are you dodging IRS or state taxes?
The IRS threatened to seize my car, my boat, and my business. I didn't know where to turn, so my accountant recommended Power Tax Relief.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to Power Tax Relief. Honest people just like you, like the Myers family, who owed the IRS $40,000 from illness and family emergencies.
With Power Tax Relief, we paid only a portion of what we owed the IRS.
And they saved our house.
You can bet the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
I was so worried I was going to lose my practice, but the team from Power Tax Relief, they got me a second chance.
Look, you have a limited window to negotiate with the IRS and settle your debt for less. This could be your last chance. Play it right with Power Tax Relief.
Owe over $10,000 in taxes? Settle with the IRS for less.
Get a free tax consultation now by calling 1-800-222-8089. Power Tax Relief, 800-222-8089. Call 800-222-8089.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009 or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It's now 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen reviewing the budget battle, budget cuts, and what they affect. Is it far enough, not far enough? What do you think? And where are we? I've mentioned before the Defense Department budget and how that needs to be cut. That's the biggest. You get that under control, you're a long way toward fixing the problem. It's the biggest sacred cow run by people who have their tentacles out to congressmen and senators with their campaign contributions. So don't touch that stuff. Meanwhile, you're getting screwed 35 ways from Sunday by the waste, fraud, corruption, abuses there. Wow. 800-510-8255. Kevin calls the countdown from Appleton, Wisconsin. You're on, Kevin.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I love your comments about the Defense Department. That's such a huge part of our budget. The Tea Party people, the conservatives that say they want to cut spending, it irritates me that they won't address defense spending when so many of those defense dollars now are going overseas to police countries like Iraq and Afghanistan. It seems to me like the conservative thing to do would be to keep those dollars here.
Okay, so Kevin, here's what you understand and most others do not. The term conservative has been abused by radio hosts, by columnists, by people who are on television, by people who don't get what the word actually means. You do, and so congratulations. To conserve means to save. There is nothing. George Bush was referred to as a conservative. He was an outrageous liberal when it comes to spending and wasting lots of your money and other taxpayers' money. He started this. Obama is a willing co-conspirator in all of this stuff. The waste that is part of what we're doing in these countries, and never mind in terms of dollars, the terms of lives of Americans. Nothing's being saved here. Things are being frittered away, wasted. The abuse the American people are taking at the other end of these, listening to these lectures from these people tell us about how we have to stop Al-Qaeda and this other nonsense. Man, are we foolish.
I couldn't agree with you more, but what choice do we have? We have Democrats.
we have a choice to more and more people are becoming sensitive to this sort of thing. The Tea Party has it right when it comes to a lot of the fiscal stuff, although, again, because of their depending on how you interpret their leanings, if they stick to one thing, and that's the budget and finances, and forget all the other stuff, whether it's the business about Planned Parenthood or whether it's the Defense Department, focus on one thing. Save money, fix the budget problems, then they win. If they don't, then they become splintered, and they don't do what good conservatives are all about. That's saving. Right?
You're right, though. It all goes to that word, like you said, conservative.
Yep, all right, sir. Thank you. Yeah, let's not abuse the word. Thank you. Here's Rick in Neenah, Wisconsin. You're up live next, Rick. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doug. You have a great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up the point that we have military bases all over the world.
743 bases we operate around the world.
So why can't those countries protect themselves and we just bring those people home? That would save so much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this budget that was just passed, that's like a grain.
Right, it's just so small.
The beach.
Yeah, as John Stewart pointed out earlier on, it's less than one point. It is a joke. And yet everybody's crying. You hear these fools crying about how all these people are going to go hungry. The old will starve. The kids in school will starve. Do you know that the city of Chicago has eliminated or has disallowed people in Chicago from bringing bagged lunches to school because there are so many people who are on public assistance in Chicago. 85% of the children in the public schools of Chicago are eligible for free breakfast and free lunch, according to whatever their reasoning, however they figure that stuff out. So
yeah,
now government has gotten into it, and the government of Chicago, the city council or school board or whoever it is, says no longer will we allow children to bring lunches to school because we don't know really what's in the lunches. They might share them with other kids. They might get sick. And so
I heard that recently, and it's like, what planet are they living
exactly.
on?
Exactly, right. That's a great question.
We should be spending, I mean, we're borrowing money to send to other countries.
Yeah, yeah. And
it doesn't make any sense.
None of this makes any sense. And you know what they say? We don't understand. Okay, then, Fred, explain it to us. If we don't understand, what are we, stupid? Or we need to be coddled? We need to be embraced by the arms of big government? That's really what they're saying. And you're silly enough, I say that in a collective sense, to roll over and take it. It is ridiculous. Sorry, Rick. Thanks. 800-510-8255. I give you as an example my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. Last week they had local elections, and the town is hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. Don't know how to fund a lot of the retirement and health plans that they've agreed to, and yet they put the same people back into office, and only 14% of the eligible voters turned out. How do you fix the problem when people are that outrageously disconnected from trying to fix the problem? They don't even know what's going on in the community. 800-510-8255. Tony, down in Hot Springs, Arkansas, up with what you have to say, sir.
I just got 100% service-connected after waiting 17 years, and I was at the VA Friday. And my doctor told me that he couldn't run a test on me for vitamin D because it was too expensive, even though I'm 100% service connected. So I guess they're trying to balance the budget through the primary care doctors at the VA. But I just was basically trying to transfer that message to the people that that's what's going on with this budget debacle there, and that's what's in store for them in the future.
All right, sir. Thanks for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. This program listens to, monitors, involves hosts from various parts of the country with the big item, the big issues of the day, and some of your calls we play live. Some of them we record and edit and put them together and get a whole package of information on what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. Thus, we continue with Pat, who thinks the problems we're having are because too many people complain more than they get out to vote, sort of echoing what I just said.
I would like to say that The problems we're having now is because of the people that did not go out and vote. Now, Mr. Ryan's plan is to balance the budget on the backs of the older people and the children. Here in Texas, they are laying off teachers left and right. This country has become not about the people, but about the money. George Bush, had he kept the taxes in line when he was president, we would not be facing this. So, yes, we will, as they try to take all of the power away from President Obama, they forget that Vice President Cheney said deficits don't matter.
Yeah, we all know what a genius Cheney was. 800-510-8255. Thank you, ma'am, for that insert here. Greg in Ohio, next up with thoughts on Congress on the countdown.
I believe the Republicans have everything wrong. People elect them because they didn't have no jobs. It wasn't all about cuts. It was also about jobs. And Republicans have not put a proposal up for any type of jobs. All of these cuts they are proposing is going to lose more jobs. They talk about money, but it's about at least 100,000 people going to be out of work. This is going to look bad for President Obama on the next election. If that is their plan, to put people out there in the street so that they can also do the same thing that they did for the last election. People don't have jobs, they're going to vote for the Republicans, you see. This budget thing is going to put more people out of work, and we need people in work so we can get some revenue.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. We move to California now with Joe on the Republicans.
These Republicans, they've been saying things like, hey, if you just give me the tax break for the rich, we'll make jobs, we'll do this, we'll do that. And they keep on talking about how Barack is destroying the money. But listen, how much money did Bush leave that Barack is trying to pay for now? Everything that the Democrats are trying to do to save the country, the Republicans, these rich guys, I mean, they're multimillionaires in there. They don't want to get rid of their money. So they're trying to stop. Make the poor pay for the rich. Make the poor. All this. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous how these guys are up there just playing games.
Welcome to your reality, to our world, Joe. It's America in the year 2011. 800-510-8255. To the East Coast we go, and John in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
The Republicans are operating in some kind of a parallel universe. Ryan's budget is smoke and mirrors. Rachel Maddow did a great bit on it the other day where she points out that, it's tax cuts. That's where the trillions are going to come from. The CBO says that it's actually going to increase the deficit by 2020 or 2022. My suggestion would be cut $100 billion from defense right off the top, get rid of the oil subsidies, get rid of the farm subsidies, and raise the taxes on at least people who make over $500,000 a year. The last time the taxes were this low was right before the Great Depression. And from 1932 or 33 until even Reagan, the highest level was 70% and as much as 90%. So 25% is a joke. The Republicans are a joke.
All right, so the Republicans are a joke. Some think the Democrats are a joke. I think we've done a pretty good job today overviewing what the latest is on the budget. Up next, Japan in the focus on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly.
You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food with prebiotics in 16 to 20-pound bags. Iams cat food with prebiotics has a new taste your cat will love. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more. Going on now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, offer valid through April 24th.
At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's now about 12 minutes before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The countdown focusing on Japan now. And here's a report about the elevation of the nuclear problems they're having there.
The crisis at the Fukushima nuclear plant now among the worst in history. The government raising the crisis from a 5 level, on par with the Three Mile Island accident, to a 7, a major accident declaration, the same as a Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Conclusions. Greenpeace calls the government's elevation of the crisis, quote, woefully late. Greenpeace tested the soil in a town outside of the mandatory evacuation zone and found dangerous levels of radiation, saying the disaster is much worse than what the government suggests. The anti-nuclear group called for a 7-level rating 3 weeks ago.
It is Japan's Chernobyl. From our point of view, is even worse than Chernobyl, because we have 3 reactors with huge problem with radioactive release. The 4th reactor has lost a lot of the spent fuel. And on top of that, where the accident happens is quite a densely populated area.
For the people who live near the plant, now evacuees, the numbers, whether a 5 or a 7, don't matter. Their towns remain empty. They may never be able to go home again. Futaba residents say they're beyond anger or hatred. They've simply lost everything. We lost something so big it's unimaginable. We just don't know what to say.
Japan's nuclear regulatory agency says there was no deliberate attempt to delay the elevation of this crisis. It just took a month to get reliable data. Japan's prime minister in a nationally televised news conference says progress at the nuclear plant is being made step by step. But there's still no room for optimism.
All right, so the situation there, I'm looking at one of the headlines this morning. Japan's government downgrades its outlook for growth, the assessment of the economy in the wake of all of the devastation, the earthquake, the tsunami, the nuclear situation there. And you can be sure that a lot of people will try to scare you a little bit more today and the rest of the week. Because the number has gone from 5 to 7 in terms of lookout below in Japan.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bye-bye.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Japan has raised the emergency at the nuclear plant to level 7. It was level 5 at Chernobyl. You'll recall nobody died and nor was seriously hurt at Chernobyl. I'm sorry, at Three Mile Island. Chernobyl, there were plenty of problems. It's the same level as was presented at that time. The 5 for Three Mile Island. It seems that there ought to have been a little more of a spread between 5 and 7, doesn't it, when you think about the relative danger in both of those circumstances. Here we listen on the countdown to CNN's Avi Velshi and also Kiran Chetri talking to a nuclear engineering expert named Arnold Gunderson.
Tell us, quite frankly, what this means.
Well, Chernobyl had a single reactor that melted down, and they have three, plus the fuel pool. So it's been pretty clear all along that this was on par with Chernobyl. What it means is that the emergency planning zones are getting pushed out, but I think that should have happened sooner anyway.
Well, that's one of my questions, Arnold, because it feels as though all along the way we've been playing a little bit of catch-up in terms of officials telling us the severity of it. And I understand that you can't get in there you couldn't get in there to see what was going on. But, I mean, do you feel as though officials have a handle on this and they're going to be able to see it through from here on out?
Well, I think this is the first time they've really recognized how serious it is.
Right.
Before that, you're absolutely right. They've been way behind the eight ball on that one.
Arnold, experts have said that really only one-tenth of the amount of radiation that Chernobyl gave off has come out of or is likely to come out of these reactors. So what should the public be thinking about this level, this change of level from 5 to 7? Does it mean more people are going to be irradiated?
Chernobyl was covered by this point in time, and here this accident is just continuing on. There was what this means is there have been 10,000 trillion disintegrations every second have been released already from the plant. So this is based on what has already happened, and really it can get worse as you look forward.
When we talk about all of these aftershocks, the buildings still look so damaged. Are you still concerned about further deterioration from here on out? Are we in a how to clean up phase yet, or are we still in a contain the crisis phase?
No, we're still in a containment crisis phase. You know, these buildings were designed to be dry, and now they're trying to flood them with water. And while that's good to cool, in the event of an earthquake, a serious aftershock, these buildings can't take all that weight.
All right, so when you said that Chernobyl by this time was already covered, what was different there that we could cover Chernobyl that quickly that we can't do in Japan?
Chernobyl was a single reactor, and of course here, if you work on one, you're being contaminated by the others. Actually, the sheer magnitude of this one, even though releases may be the same, you essentially have seven balls in the air at the same time. The three reactor cores in meltdown and four fuel pools, including Unit 4. So there's not a single problem to focus on, but in fact, you got to successfully juggle seven balls at the same time.
We were talking earlier to a guest who told us that it's going to require unbelievable heavy, you know, earth-moving equipment and getting all this rubble out of the area and the scope of the nuclear contamination around this area. What do you think is the risk for humans, for the broader environment, but more importantly for the people in this region of Japan, and how they're going to ever be able to clean this up?
Well, I think within 10 kilometers or 6 miles, they're not going to clean it up within a generation. And people are not going to come back in the six-mile zone. If there's one good thing here, it's that predominantly the wind has been blowing out to sea. If the wind had been blowing across Japan the other way, this could be even worse.
Wow. Think about it. Put yourself in their position, in their place, especially when you look at the latest big nightmare. The quakes have not stopped. There was a 7.1 and a 6.6, big enough to cause their own aftershocks. That is, both of those are big enough to have aftershocks associated with them. Literally hundreds of these things. Japan is never going to be the same. I think it's a hard thing. We're so... not only in this country, but around the world, we're so uneducated as to how the planet Earth operates. These things are going to happen. Japan will change. Who knows where it will be, even in the short term, how this is going to affect the island itself, the topography, and the relationship that all of these things, they keep pounding away underneath the surface. The plate is changing and shifting. And that's their reality. If I were somebody that lived in Japan, I'd want to move someplace else, frankly. It is a part of the changing scene here in our world. And we talk about all that stuff here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.